Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Andrea Young, Executive Director, ACLU of Georgia.
When it comes to coronavirus, Ms. Young, what is the concern of the ACLU?
Well, our concern is, and you know, we've written to the governor to say that, you know, we have a particular responsibility to people who are in custody, who are under government control. They can't protect themselves, right? They're subject to, you know, whatever direction they get from, you know, whether it's the sheriff or, you know, the guards in a prison. And so, one, we should not have people in these circumstances who are not a threat to our community. We have people in our jails who are awaiting trial. We have people there who are only there because they can't pay a fine or a fee. You know, these people are being subjected to a very high level of risk. That's just not warranted in the current emergency. They can't exercise social distancing as the rest of us are being told to. So we think this, you know, what's recently happened where, you know, one of the guards has come down with the coronavirus, you know, this really needs to be expedited. We don't need to concentrate people in our jails and prisons unless it's absolutely necessary for public safety.
What jail was this? Do you know?
This is Forsyth County.
What do you want to be done?
Well, I think, you know, the governor now has extraordinary powers to protect public safety in this emergency. And, you know, we have been involved, for example, you know, in the jail in Cobb County, which has very poor conditions, even without the coronavirus. There are overcrowded conditions in Fulton County. And so, you know, the governor and sheriffs and district attorneys, you know, should really use their authority and their discretion to minimize the exposure of people who have low-level offenses or people who are in very high-risk categories, you know, for coronavirus, people with underlying conditions or with or older, you know, older people. So that we're not, you know, spreading and exacerbating the risk. You know, this goes far beyond the punishment now that's appropriate if you can't protect people from this very dangerous virus.
Now, when we talk about the low-level offenders, what do you think should be done with them? Those who, let's say, have to pay fines and fees and just can't get out of jail because they don't have the money to pay. What should happen to them?
Well, they should be released. You know, I mean, there's actually there is a Supreme Court case that if people don't have the ability to pay, they shouldn't be given fines and fees that they do not have the ability to pay. That is actually unconstitutional. There are still too many of those people that are being caught up in our criminal justice system, and they should be released.
You said you sent your letter in. What else have you done?
Well, we are doing another open letter and media again to remind authorities that they have a special responsibility to people who are in custody. You know, we take that responsibility now, and we have to make sure that it's warranted to have these people in custody when we cannot keep them safe. And so we are urging, you know, that, you know, people who are scheduled to be released within the next 60 days, you know, for example, these people should be released. They can't ensure their safety given, you know, the given this virus and how little we know about it, and the instructions we're being given the general public of how to protect themselves, those can't be implemented if you're in one of our jails and prisons. So we're saying immediately, you know, they need to look at the class of people who really are not a threat to our communities, and those people should be released because we can't keep them safe.
Thank you so very, very much.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.